the tree. We will be in the shade, very important. And you will be able to see the entire city, so it's the best view we can get. When we finish the tour, I will leave you on your own to walk through the city, okay? And also, you may like to use the water closets before we go, which are right here. Okay? Before we leave, Tommy Rose, not now, at the end of the tour. Okay? Let's go.
Well, someone might want to use it now.
Yeah. If we go now, we will delay and then, whoops,
yeah,
ahead of us. Here we can relax in the shade. I hate standing under the sun. Okay, so from this particular spot, we can see the entire city. So it would be easy for me to explain to you the setting of the city. First of all, we are in the ancient city of Camiros. There are three levels. The level that is below was the level with all the public buildings. We see, first of all, the big square, where all the social gatherings took place back then. There were pillars along the square and statues in between, which do not exist today. Back then, they didn't have newspapers as we have today, ancient times, 1100 years before Christ, but they had announcements. So the announcements were taking place at a certain time in the afternoon or at noon or in the evening, announcing the events or the decisions of the city, of the political party, etc. So that was the big square. Behind the square, where you see the pillars now, that was a big water fountain to collect water. The building next to it is a temple that dates to 300 years before Christ, a temple that was dedicated to worship God Apollo, the owner and protector god of the island. I'll tell you the story a little bit later during the tour on the bus. Where the other group is standing, they have just crossed the main road of the city, an important city in the ancient times. I will explain why. And where the other group is standing were the holy altars for all 12 gods. And where they're walking to now, the big long one you see on the side was for the greatest god of all, Apollo, the god of the sun, and then to the other gods, 12 holy altars. And then we see the steps, we go up the steps, and on the other side were the public baths. Okay, so these were the most important buildings on this level. Now we go this way. On the second level was the residential area. From excavations, the archaeologists came to a big surprise. They found out that most of the houses were two-story high buildings. Amazing for the century we're talking about here, because the residential area dates